Oh, this is tragic. This is truly tragic. Look at me. I've become a cliche, a supervillain cliche, sat on my throne, brooding. What have you done to me? What have I done to myself? How did I let this happen? How did I just let this happen? You're my enemy, my nemesis. It should be black and white, nice and simple, but I've never been one to do simple. I've never been one to be easy. I like it complicated. I like it difficult. When I found out your superhero secret identity, I should have killed you. I should have used that vulnerability and pressed home my advantage. But I didn't. Perhaps I was curious. Perhaps I wanted to see what you were like behind the cape. Maybe I was. Oh, I'm not chasing that thought. Oh, I am not chasing that one. It's one thing to be in a situation, it's another to admit to. I wanted it. I wanted to get to know you, the real you, your secret identity, glasses and clumsiness. Ironic. So ironic. The little things you put on to disguise yourself. So very like me. We were charming. We were endearing. I could see the steel beneath, but without the harsh words, without the battlefield, the smoke, the cries of the fallen. It was easy to just pretend that it was simple. Strangers meeting, getting to know each other, and liking each other. It was all part of the act, of course. Well, so I told myself. All part of the scheme to bring you down, to destroy you. What better way to really make it sting than be the one that you cared for? Betrayal. Only not quite. But as is the way with secret identities, it was never completely separate. The love and hate bleed through, taint each other. And here we are at another impasse. Only it's not as enemies. It's not as your nemesis. It's as your girlfriend, your lover. I hate it when we fight. I love it when we fight. When we're ordinary. No capes, no costumes, no powers. We fight. And I hate it. I hate you. I hate you so much that I swear I'll storm out and never say your name again. But you see through that. You see through me. The hate of the battlefield bleeds through, but the love can't be overtaken. I don't mean the words I say. I don't mean the words I say. I'm too proud to admit that I might have done something wrong. So I stick to my story that it was all your fault, and we fight. We fight. I blame you because it hurts less than being honest. Because it's complicated and difficult. And here we are at the end. Only it's not the end. Because I'm still your enemy. When we put on our costumes. When we face each other on the battlefield, I am your enemy, and that will never, ever end. But the other. The realness, the that's over. And I'm blaming you. It was your fault because I wish I wasn't like this. I wish I wasn't this person. I wish I was that girl. That clumsy, glasses-wearing girl. Who's sweet and vulnerable. Who fell in love with you so easily. The real you. But vulnerability never did a girl like me any good. At least, that's what I'm telling myself now. My defenses will protect me. They'll protect me from you. I've lost you, but I never had you. Loving you it gave me a home. You're bad for me. You are so bad for me. Look at what you have me reduced to. Sitting on my throne and brooding like a cliche. Oh, you are definitely bad for me. And I'm telling myself that over and over, over and over. But you were good for me. You were good for me. You were good for the girl who was clumsy and had such hope in her heart. You were good for me. You took all that bitterness, all that pain, all the walls that I had built up, and you pulled them apart. Every defense was pulled apart for you in pretty little pieces. And it was real and sweet. But our secret identities are not separate. The walls fall. The lines bleed. And we fight. And it's a vicious circle. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. It's really, I love you. I love you. You know I've been lying. I know you've been lying. Only I know what you're lying about. It's all been half-truths and hooded emotion. Lies. I love you, and I hate you. And I wish I could kill you. I wish I could rid myself of this weight. But you are part of me now. You are so very much a part of me now. I love you and I hate you. I hate myself. You see, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference. And indifference is something I could never feel for you. I loved you. And now I can feel it breathing through. Where the hate of the battlefield bled through and ruined everything. Now the love is doing the same. And I just sit here and brood. I wanted love, but I didn't want this. But indifference is something I've never felt for you. And now I love my nemesis. And I never wanted that.